My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Ward Connerly. And Ward is, my goodness, folks, if you're not familiar with all of Ward's efforts, you should be. He is truly a legend when it comes to fighting the progressive left and racism and really pushing for equality and not equity. And we had some really good conversations, by the way, in our last hour with Pastor David Lowry, talking about the black community and what's happening there, and you know, just really trying to get in and address these issues and encourage the black community to rebuild and to look within and to reestablish a form of a black Wall Street, to get black people to reinvest in black businesses, and the importance of you know, black athletes and so forth giving back into their community to rebuild it. And so we had some great conversation about that. Ward, I welcome you. It's so good to have you with me. Thanks for joining me today.
Happy to be with you, brother.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask your thoughts as a former regent in the UC system in California. There's been now this big sign off on the elimination of student loans, the forgiveness of student loans. And some are suggesting that the original number has now ballooned into, I guess, potentially $1 billion or more. On the one hand, some of these universities, colleges have gone under, are no longer in existence, what have you, as I understand it. But some of them are still very much in existence. But what is your initial thoughts with regards to this idea of just wiping away student debt?
Well, this goes into a whole lot of issues. When one of us as citizens go out and borrow money from the bank, or savings or loan or whatever, there is the expectation that we're going to pay it back. That's the whole basis of a lender providing that loan. And generally, without exception, the money that is loaned belongs to somebody, another citizen. And when you wipe that off the books, you are not only harming the person that made the loan, you are harming future borrowers, because no lender of any common sense is going to loan the money without the expectation that it is going to be paid back. That understanding is the whole basis of the relationship between the lender and the borrower. And this incident, or this issue about just forgiving the loan, affects all of us as citizens, because it's our money. And it's especially egregious for those who are low-income taxpayers who didn't go to college themselves, and they're going to pay the money back for people who went. And in many cases, they went to an institution that was above their head. I challenge the whole concept that everybody has to go to college. I believe that that's a desirable way to improve your life. I firmly believe that. What I call a 12-year sentence on the Board of Regents of the University of California, yeah, serving the people. I didn't go to UC. I couldn't afford to go to UC. I didn't have access to transportation to get me to Berkeley or any other UC campus. I went to a community college, and I don't feel that my life was diminished in any way by not being able to go to a UC. So I challenge the notion that everyone needs to go to college. There are many people serving very useful functions in our society who didn't go to college. The options are not Yale or jail. There are many in between. And even if you go to college, be content with going to a community college or a state college. You don't have to go to one of those prestigious institutions like Harvard. So I think it is appropriate for us to examine all of those incidents when we have our government, through the president, saying that loan does no longer exist. It wasn't made. And I don't agree with that. I just think it's the wrong policy decision, the wrong way to spend our money.
It certainly would appear that it, you know, sends a message that starts, you know, again, as the progressives do, with a collective idea of responsibility as opposed to an individual idea of responsibility, which in order for a free and independent nation to succeed, you have to begin with the idea that there is such a thing as individual responsibility.
Pastor Greg, you have just brilliantly hit upon the issue that we the people, those three little words, that we the people have to address at this election. We are in what amounts to a cold civil war between the traditionalists and the progressives. The progressives have a concept of our relationship to the government that is foreign to our beliefs. Progressives want to, quote, transform America. When Senator Sanders ran for president twice, that was the message that he gave to the American people. He said, I want to transform America. When Joe Biden ran for president the third time, and he was on the verge of losing for the third time, and he was salvaged by Congressman James Clyburn, he needed to get the support of the progressives. So he said he would be the most progressive president in American history. He's proving that he was living up to his promise to our discredit. And the thing that we the people have to resolve right now, in about 100 days, is whether we're going to follow the path of progressive ideology or traditional ideology. And in the way that we control the border, in our attitude about bail, about sentencing, about law enforcement, about a whole range of issues, the progressive ideology is radically different from what most of us believe. And if you want to bring progressive ideology to the nation, then this election, this midterm election, which is a lot closer than it ought to be, and I'm worried about it, and with respect to both houses of Congress,
right,
we are close to having a one-state, one-party control of our government. And folks, you don't want that. As a resident of California, I can tell you, you don't want a monopoly of one party running our government in Washington, D.C., because progressive policy will prevail, and our country as we know it now will be no longer.
It really is. We are so very close to that tipping point right now, and I think that there is a real cognitive disassociation amongst the American people with understanding what that will ultimately look like. We have. And you as an educator know this better than I, but we have several generations now that have been conditioned to believe that somehow socialism / communism is a more preferable means of governance than a constitutional republic that is somehow evil and empirical and racist and oppressive. And they believe that somehow this collectivist ideology would work if it was run by, you know, just the right people. We just have the wrong people. And, oh, by the way, God people are bad. They would be part of this whole evil imperialistic force your morals on us. That's the place that's kind of scary in all this. I do believe that we have had election tampering. I believe that we have an election that should be reviewed, looked at, and I believe that the actions of the current administration and the politicization of the FBI and so on would lead one to the conclusion that they must be hiding something, and they must know that something's not right, or they wouldn't be behaving like this. If you know Amen. You're right, if you know that you're right, and you know that you did everything right, and you know that you don't have anything to hide, then you wouldn't be trying to make everybody else shut up about what they're saying. You would just provide evidence that would refute what they're saying. And they don't provide any evidence that refutes the questions that are being asked. Instead, they say, shut up. Don't ask those questions. That's the problem. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back right after this. I bogarted it a little bit. I apologize, Ward. I'll be back right after this with Ward Connerly. We'll have more for you on the other side.
I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nicotine products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Vindel, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is Ward Connerly. And we're talking together about, you know, this issue of the messaging that is being sent by eliminating the debt and the idea of collectivism and how that's playing a role in really sending that message that somehow this debt that was assumed is really not the responsibility of the student. Now, there are some who have suggested that the universities should be the ones that should bear this rather than the taxpayer.
I think there is a lot of merit to this because I think that when you have free money and you don't pay it back, that is free money, basically. Universities have a license almost to raise tuition. And when they raise tuition and they have ill-begotten revenue, basically, so I think that there is some merit to looking at that. I know that when you know that the borrower has a deep pocket, namely the taxpayers, as it is with many issues, if you know that you can go to America, cross the border illegally, and pay no consequence, that encourages a lot of other people to cross that border without consequence. So if people can borrow money and not have to pay it back, then they will keep borrowing money and not paying it back. There's just so many things that I always come back, Pastor Greg, to this progressive ideology, because I'm concerned not just about student loans. I'm concerned about these three-letter agencies getting bigger, 87,000 IRS agents. Goodness, there are cities in this country that aren't that big. 87,000 IRS agents? What are they going to do? Along with the FBI, raiding a person's home, I don't care if it's the former president or not. The FBI shouldn't have that kind of power. I'm an extremist when it comes to small government, limited government, and personal freedom. And I don't want the FBI coming to my home under any circumstance unless I've committed a definite crime.
Right.
Not for you to search through my belongings to see if I've committed that crime.
It's really, I mean, and then, you know, one has to seriously consider the fact that we're talking about the former president of the United States and what many would consider to be the current leader of the political opposition to the guy that is presently sitting in the White House. You know, I mean, there are so many pieces of this puzzle, Ward, that are very disconcerting when we're supposed to be a representative constitutional republic versus a dictatorial authoritarian banana republic.
We are close to crossing that line in so many areas. Person commits a crime, we can our government, the totalitarian regime here, is saying don't charge them because that's racist. Give them equity. Let them loose early because of COVID. I mean, there are just so many things that are wrongheaded about progressive ideology that I could spend a day telling you why you don't want to go that way, America. California is a living example of what's wrong with progressivism. That's why people have left it. I left it for 3 years, and I went back to defend the Proposition 209.
Yeah.
But progressive ideology is a mistake.
Well,
a serious mistake.
And it's interesting because you have a governor right now that is, some people are suggesting, thinking about running for president, and I'm going to just close with this, who has recently made two decisions that are in line with a rule of law idea, which is completely in opposition to what he's been doing out in California. And that tells you right there that he knows that on a national level, the ideas and the policies and the concepts of his progressivism don't work. Ward Connerly has been my guest. I thank you, Ward, for your wisdom, and I thank you for being a part of our program. Ward is with me on a regular basis here, also twice a month on Tuesdays. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. I'll be on with Matt Long coming up after the break. Stay tuned for more. Chosen Generation Radio, you can get us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. And welcome back to Children Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to join the Hill Country Patriot Radio along with our Children Generation Radio audience and our networks as well, and the Matt Long Show and Mr. Matt Long himself. Matt, welcome. Good to have you, brother.
Always happy to be here with you, Pastor Greg. Just another exciting day in God created for us to enjoy and love.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did, and sometimes that's a challenge, brother.
Boy, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes that's a challenge. But you know, it's interesting. I was on I do a prayer call on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm the guest with Pastor Carl Mitchell, and it's Prayer Time with Pastor Carl and Lady Devon. You can find it on Facebook, actually. And that's at, 6 a.m. Our time, Matt. So for those that are
okay.
For those that are up early. But the scripture that I got into this morning was actually 1 John 5. And it says, whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loves him that begot loves him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. But one of the things that was pointed out to that really was kind of registered with me this morning is when we talk about that love, that the love has to begin and really is. This says everyone that loves him that begot. So you go back to the first verse, whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. So it's about the born-again experience, those that are followers of Christ. So now, everyone that loves him that begot, that's that loves Jesus, loves him also that is begotten of him. That's followers of Christ. So you and I, we love each other. Well, in part, we love each other because we're both followers of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Understanding then that the first place of love is within the church, and that there also is a difference in how we love those outside of the church. it's more of a showing them what love looks like.
You know, let me jump in here again, because yeah, that brings to light something that happened in our family. Actually, it's someone I know recently, a Christian who made the statement that they were going to be opening their arms to the LGBTQ community at their church. And their line was that, Jesus told us to love everybody, and if I'm making a mistake in loving these people, then, you know, I would rather make that mistake and love them and follow Jesus's command. Would you kind of, this ties right in with love. And are we supposed to, is it a matter of loving the sinner and hating the sin? What are you, because that's what I grew up believing in. So maybe break that open a little bit more for me.
Well, I think, and I'm going to take us off in a little bit different direction as well. Because, and you and I talked a little bit about this last night, and when you watch my sermon, you're going to hear this. We as Christians have started this mantra, and it's been going on for a number of years now, and we say, I am a sinner saved by grace.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you have familiarity with AA, because I don't remember all of that. But I know you do have familiarity with it, just from the
I'm very familiar with the 12-step program. Yes,
okay,
sir.
All right. So one of the things that you do when you introduce yourself in AA, for as long as you're a part of it, is you stand up and you say, hi, my name is, and I would say, hi, my name is Greg, and I'm an alcoholic. Now, I may not have had a drink for 40-some-odd years, but I'm still going to make a confession that I'm an alcoholic, even though I'm not. Now, I understand the mentality, and I'm not going to argue with the organization's concepts. But what I'm going to say is that, abstract from that, let's get into Christianity. Let's get into what the Bible has to say. And what the Bible has to say is that Christ hung on the cross and said, having done all that was necessary, it is finished. That's what he said. It is finished. And what he tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 is that our old nature was circumcised from us without human hands. In other words, God does it. I am not a sinner anymore. Oh, but you do this and you're good. Stop. I have come to the revelatory understanding that I don't have to do that no more.
I have to say you're presenting the concept that gonna be pretty hard to swallow for a lot of people, but I think that accepting this concept is very freeing.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? It is the most freeing. When Christ said, "I came and set you free," and He says, "He whom Christ has set free is free indeed." Look, here's the thing. We've created now a church culture that essentially takes and holds on to the Old Testament. Now, listen to me very carefully, because the Old Testament is critical. We need to understand it. But what we also need to understand about the Old Testament is that Scripture tells us that Christ has written on our hearts now the commandments. Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. Oh my gosh. wait a minute, I thought we didn't have to do anything with those. I thought we got to throw those out the window. No, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And then, and his commandments are not grievous. Well, then we go back to Paul, and Paul talks about the struggle that we have and the enmity that we have and how we battle and how we fight. But we're forgetting the last part of the sentence. Because all that struggle and all that fight would be exactly where we would be left with the understanding and the knowledge of the law and the inability to be able to live up to it except for Jesus Christ. Because what Christ does for you, brothers and sisters, is he tears out, he cuts off that old sin nature. It literally is cut out of you. And he puts in you a new nature. A nature that... Go, what? Sorry.
No, you're right. You know, and I've heard this idea. And in my raising, the first thing that someone would say is that, oh, okay, that means you can go ahead and go on sinning. And it's very interesting that Paul actually takes that up, and he says, you know, this does not mean, when Paul's talking about the grace and the salvation from our sins, and that we are new people, he then goes on to say, does that mean then we can just sin more and more and thereby increase the glory of God? Because I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
Right. And Paul says, no, that's not what that means. And it's so funny where Paul says, no, that's not what that means. And yet we still have people standing up in the church today. I guess that part of their Bible must have just fell out, because they immediately will say, yeah, if that's what grace is all about, then I can do anything I want to.
Because, listen, because of the fact that we have not been taught the fullness of the power of the cross and Jesus Christ's work at it. There's a part of that chain that's still attached, okay? And we can't take that chain off. We don't have the key. You and I, we don't have the key. But Christ has the key. And he's put it in the lock, and he's turned it, and the chains have fallen off. That's what happened at the cross. That's what took place when Christ died, and then he rose again. And the Word of God says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. It's Christ in me. Yep, we got to jump.
Man, thank you so much. Appreciate your message today. It hit the spot more than you would know.
Praise God. Love you all so very much. I'll talk to you soon. Talk to you next week, Matt. God bless.
All right, there you go, folks. Pastor Greg coming
to us. My passion is to fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village, and really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the thing. On what the other?
Gosh.
And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Joseph Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And let me see. So Matt was just with us here on Chosen Generation Radio. So let me go through this real quick and give this to you in brief. And Ephesians chapter 2 actually is talking about how we were dead in our trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. That's not you. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. By nature. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. But what is that word? What specifically does the definition there of grace mean? By grace you are saved. What is this, by grace? Is it just a free gift? Is it just favor? Is it just some kind of kindness that is extended to us? What specifically is this grace, this power of grace that is given to us? And here is what is so incredibly cool about grace. And this is my favorite definition for charis: the merciful kindness by which God, exerting his holy influence upon souls, turns them to Christ, keeps, strengthens, increases them in Christian faith, knowledge, affection, and kindles them to the exercise of Christian virtue. And what is that? a belief which is accepted with unthinking conventional reverence. That's a definition for piety. The quality of being religious or reverent. Reverent. Piety is a virtue which may include religious devotion or spirituality. It's we think about it as some kind of self-righteous thing, but it's not. Now listen to this. This is Colossians chapter 2. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. You are not a sinner saved by grace. That is a tradition of men. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Hear what I'm saying. Please, hear what I'm saying. Oh, look at that. My single camera went out. Okay. Hear what I'm saying, because it's so critically important to understand this. Beware. And here's what it says. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised. Listen now, with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. So the circumcision of Christ, that grace, that turning that I just read to you about, that definition about the merciful kindness of God exerting his holy influence, turning people to Christ. And now we learn that we are complete in him. Why? Because the old nature is no longer there. It is gone. It has been cut away. Cut away, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you're risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who raised him from the dead. The faith of the operation of God. The faith of the Son of God. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, have he quickened together with him, having forgiven all your trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. You see, here's the problem. The church, when it's saying, oh, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Oh, I can't, you know, look, you sin too. Folks, this is the church saying, here's the law. It's hanging over here, and the law is still my master. Listen to me now. The law is still my master, but it's not. The law points you to the master. The master is Jesus Christ. The master is Father God. The law points us to them. And now they give us the nature, the hunger, the desire to walk according to the commandments so that we can better love one another, so we can have a better relationship with each other, because the law shows us how to interact, how to respect, how to not be greedy, how to be giving, how to be loving, how to be caring, how to have personal responsibility and still interact in a community and look out for each other's best interests. That's what made Christianity so radically different, and it's the reason why nations have chosen Christianity as their basis for existence. Talk to you more tomorrow.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.